fill me with soul. I've delivered from my enemies till all my fears have come. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child. Of God.
Hallelujah. We are children of God, children of God, children of God. That's who we are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am a child of God. I'm not a slave to any kind of fear. I refuse it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what the song was saying. No longer a slave to everything that the enemy has brought upon the earth. I am on the earth, but I'm not a slave of the enemy. Yes, I am not a slave of the enemy. Oh, glory to God. I am a child of God. I have been freed. The Bible says, he that the Son of God has set free is free indeed. So I am not under captivity. Glory to God. I have been freed from the system of this world. I have been freed. I'm free. Hallelujah. That's our confession as children of God. That's our confession. Nothing bounds us. Glory to God. Nothing keeps us down. Hallelujah. Nothing keeps us in bondage. Glory to God. Nothing chains us. Hallelujah. We are free. Hallelujah. We are free to the glory of God. We are free, free, free to do the wonders of God. We are free. We are free to become the light in every darkness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Right here and right now, I believe you are here. And for those of us that have not joined us yet, once they join us, you know, just go on with the flow. But since you are here, I'd like you to lift up your hands to heaven wherever you are. Make sure you're not in a place of distraction. Try as much as possible to stay away from distraction tonight, please, please, please. So let's get involved together. Hallelujah. There is no distance in the realm of the spirit. Wherever you are, the Spirit of God can reach you. Amen. The Spirit of God can contact you, can reach you, can make sure that the things that you are in agreement with him for, those things will come to pass. But you need to be in charge. Hallelujah. You need to be in charge tonight. So right here and now, can we just go ahead and talk in all the tongues? Hallelujah. Lembre no som pradogo shakayando. E granoso gradodo labranene. Mandelebo shakira katoso. Rakata labarandos. E vrandole brandole prakata. Endoli barakatoso koto libanda. Help me tell yourself, my case is different. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, declare to yourself, say, my case is different. Everybody might have the same thing that is happening to me, but I'm declaring tonight that my case is different. Yes, I'm going to go in through the same thing and then I'm going to come out differently. Why? My case is different. Amen and amen. Come on, go ahead. My case is different tonight. Leki barakataya labosha lengeru sokoto losa. Why is our case different? Because we are declaring it so. Because we are enforcing it so. Because we are not saying what other people are going to be saying. We're saying only what the word of God has said about our situation. So obviously, we are going to come out God's way. Amen. Is our case not different? It is different. Why? Because of the approach in which we're going to use. Because of the things that we're going to be saying. Because of the belief system that we already have. Because of the way we're going to look at the situation. When every other person is saying things are not working, we will not join them in confessing such. We will say things are working for me. Why? All things work together for those that love the Lord. Hallelujah. Do I have lovers of God in this house tonight? Do I have lovers of God in this house tonight? Wherever you are, declare that all things are working for me. My case is different. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I love what's going on tonight right away. My case is different. Yes, 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 yes. On that job, I said, your case is different. My case is different. Hallelujah. 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 In that marriage, my case is different. Eka sota la katombe. Lembrekito la botora katasa. In my family, My case is different. Ekusho kanta ya koshonto legedenge. Rababa sombredo sakata la brende libranos. Oh, baraba shambre gedo sakata yelegedinge. Lengedige diga rakata satole kedise. Vande libra sompre nanasha nande legedosa. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Taya la bataya ba. Ambaleke sokata lebrane, raba sembre di ke lebranene, barokoto lebrokoso, fente libarasha tande lebosa. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Legeregedo karagada santa lebaso. Come on, begin to declare what that case is and say this one is coming out better. It's coming out better than it is right now. Oh, this is not my end point. Hallelujah. There is no situation that is permanent with the child of God. Amen. Yeah, no situation is permanent. It's either that situation goes down or that situation is good and is getting better. Amen. One of the two is what is the portion of the new creation. So you and I must declare tonight. Go ahead and say whatever the situation is around you, even if it is good, declare that it's better. Amen. Declare that it's the best. Come on, go ahead. No situation is permanent. Whether good or bad, none is going to be permanent. Rather, it's going to be improved. Amen. And the one that is not good is going to be down. Amen. Landolika rakatoso prende libarosha nande yegedosa. Come on, if you're declaring tonight, go ahead, declare right. Go ahead and tell yourself, I make tremendous progress. Amen. I make tremendous progress. Amen. I advance in every way in the name of Jesus. I make that giant lift in my life in the name of Jesus. Things are happening for me. Glory to God. What the enemy meant for evil, because right now it seems as if things are not working the way it's supposed to work. Tell yourself, what the enemy meant for evil in this situation, I see myself flying over it in the name of Jesus. I see myself coming out with testimonies in the name of Jesus. I see myself being elevated above the situation, above the circumstances, above the pain, above the disappointment. Hallelujah. Are you with me tonight? Declare, Ke yenke rigadosha, lande libaraka sonta legre noso, vendele barakataya labosa. Come on, declare, I'm being delivered from anything that has held me down for this long. I declare that 2021 is a good year. Hala katoye le mondo. Raba sompredosha. It doesn't matter what the past few months have been. I declare from now, as by month of May ends, I enter the month of June with gladness. Amen. I enter the month of June. Oh, barando le kera kata, with dancing in the name of Jesus. Come on, say things are getting better and better for me. Hallelujah. I can hear you declare. Say things are getting better and better for me in the name of Jesus. I'm elevated. Akushaka le mundo. Emberike. I'm elevated in the name of Jesus. I'm moving higher in the name of Jesus. I'm stepping forward. Ekala kotole marosa. Promotion waits from me. Bible says promotion does not come. Ekalenka, from the west, from the east, from the north, from the south, or even from the earth. It says it comes from God. Ekayako sokoto ya bakonto. So go ahead, declare. Say, I'm promoted by my Father. It doesn't matter what man holds your promotion down on earth. Say, I'm being promoted by my Father. He that the Lord has promoted. Woo, woo, woo. Who keyinka, who is that person that can pull you down? Hey, kiyana no shangara kadonka. Nobody. Hallelujah. Come on, declare tonight. He keyinde legedosa. Zandole brandole kashiko toya ragadosa. Makasate ye kerekete. Lakutu kanana kirando legedosa. Come on, go ahead and say, I've got speed in this season. As I end the month of May, I end it with testimonies. It's speed, her caution, what I could not do all by myself. I receive help to be able to do better than I have ever done. Come on, with these few days of the last month of this month, I meet with the right set of people, connecting me to the right set of things in the name of Jesus, at the right place, at the right time. Go ahead and say, I do not lose season, I do not lose time. Amen. Come on, declare it. Say, I do not lose season, I do not lose time. Men have lost seasons and men have lost time and they have been regretting. You would not regret in the name of Jesus. You would not have to regret. Why? Because you would not lose season. You would not lose time. You would not think back and say, oh, see this many years that I've wasted. No, it won't be your portion in the name of Jesus. Come on, say, I fast forward to the future God has made for me. I walk into the future God has made for me. I sit in the future God has made for me. In the name of Jesus, I find myself in the future God has made for me. Akuso kantaya labasu lenge dusha kataye le krosompro mazande le grida la kasompra dashaga lakata 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 lokoto likente delipo koto evaro sompre nosh ambalibra noso kiande raki
Oh, I feel a spirit of prayer upon the house tonight. I feel that spirit of prayer right now. Oh, malende de kia gadosa, karoso prada kia na katosa. Come on, somebody declare kie kere keto ligaronsa enanosa landoloso. Those things, landa lengeris, that have held me in my mind, oh, in my thinking. Tonight, I am renewed in my spirit, renewed in my thoughts, renewed in my mental faculty. I am renewed in my mind. Declare tonight, nothing holds you down. No stronghold holds you down. No thinking holds you down. The perspective have been renewed in the name of Jesus. You see brighter with the eyes of Jesus. You see brighter with the eyes of the Father. You do not see with the eyes of sorrow. You do not see with the eyes of disappointment. You cannot see with the eyes of yesterday. You see with the eyes of tomorrow. So go ahead and declare by the help of the Spirit. Say, I'm helped in the name of Jesus. The thinking, the wrong thinkings have been suspended forever in the name of Jesus. Come on, by faith, come on, declare. By faith, that habit is stopped. It might even be an habit that is not bad in itself, but some habits keeps us down. Some habits, like you're always with your phone 24/7. So sometimes you need to do some things. You have taken much time on your phone, so time has gone. So you've not been able to do anything that will make you achieve anything. Why? Because you have spent so much time on Facebook, Instagram, and all that. That is becoming an habit and is making you lose time. Now, tonight, you need to tell yourself, I deliver myself. Amen. Of the habits that will not make me progressive, of the habits that will make me not to achieve. In the name of Jesus, every unproductivity, I stop it from tonight in the name of Jesus. Some of us, it's not actually our phone. It has to do with friends. Ekaruso, deliver yourself from tonight. Say to yourself, I am a better version of me. People have become better version by reading. They have become better version by discovering things. They have become better version by understanding themselves. Spending time with friends is not how to go. Sometimes you need to shut down just so that you can think positively and advance well. But rather, you spend all of the time with some group of people that are not going anywhere, or maybe they have even gone ahead of you. No. So go ahead and tell yourself, tonight marks a new beginning. Hey, karusu mantale brando. E kuso karuko tosa. Some of us are in a marriage that right now you can't even go left or right. If you go anywhere, you are in trouble. Now go ahead and pray. Pray for that man. Yes, yes, yes.
Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Ikelimba rakata. Lenkorosa. Some things are like bondages. And they are subtle. Why? Because they are not bad or good. But in themselves, they have caged us. In themselves, they have kept us. Some of us, we love TV. You love movies. Any new movie that come out, you know it already. Because you have time to watch those things. Listen, some people sat down to make that movie. They spent time, hours, they spent days, years to put all of the ideas together, and they achieved something, and that's why you're watching. Somebody needs to watch you too. Somebody needs to see your progress. Somebody needs to see how much you have advanced in your own life. Not just sitting down before all of this entertainment. You also need to be seen on the positive pedestal of your life. So go ahead and say, I deliver myself from entertainment. Some of us don't love to read. You don't love to advance yourself. You don't want to go to school anymore. You don't want to educate yourself. One of the things I need to let you know tonight is that every growth needs education. Yes, even that you got married, you need to be educated. Every growth needs education. And that's why there are seminars here and there about this, about that, about, just so that there can be information that will be passed across. But so if you don't like to have a student mentality of having to learn about new things, about new places, about what people do, culture, things like that, you would not be better. So you need to deliver yourself from laziness. Go ahead and tell yourself, if you know that I'm talking to you tonight, I'd like you to pray off all those things. You are bigger than this. You are stronger than this. You are better than this. Ekila masum predosa. I pray strength in your inner man, strength to forego all of these things that could keep you down, all of these things that would not give you a better perspective of what God wants for you in your life. I'd like you to pray. Karamosum prenanashia. Lengere keroso kata. Come on, pray for yourself tonight. See, I'm better. I'm better going forward than backward. Yes, that's the truth. Alanasa, by the Spirit of God, I declare that you go forward, not backward. You increase, not decrease. You amount to so much and not amount to less. In the name of Jesus, akushakate yelege sokoto. I pray for you tonight. Embarasa tayelege dosha. Ekarasum prandoli gradosa. That you amount to greatness, greatness, greatness. That I hear about you and I'm glad to be associated. You hear about me and you are glad to be associated. You're connected. Ekiramo sokradosa. Shantaya laba sopredosa. Ekuzo bando ligradosa karande. Ladozo vrando lebranda shimana. Mabala bade. Leke sukrodosa kranda legadise. Zanda labasha, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Marakata labaka sombre. Ikeru sofando lebasha. Lagara kara soteye gedia karontu. Emanana sebele keriga roso. Oh, baroso feinta labante. Lekia labosa. Makara kata shantaya legeroso. Eya baba. Baba. Oh, marambo libra nia. Oh, karakata le kisa kite yege dosua. Toye le bosha. Makanonoso. Ekereso. Somebody needs to declare, all things are possible to me because I believe it. Hey, I believe it. I believe it. My health is in place because I believe it. I'm well connected because I believe it. People do me good because I believe it. I'm favored 24/7 everywhere I turn because I believe it. Provisions come to me. Because I believe it. Hey, men are doing me good. Someone is thinking about me to do me good even right now because I believe it. Oh, Balende Leke Rosso. Oh, Barossa, come on, declare goodness comes to me because I believe it. My future is super because I believe it. My marriage goes from glory to glory, strength to strength, goes ekilesa from knowledge to more knowledge, eyeleketo from love to better love, from understanding to better understanding, from communication to glorious communication. Come on, declare, because I believe it. My career is up, ekeyendo, and I'm climbing up the ladder of career. Oh, Barossa, successful. Because I believe it. My business grows. It's growing every day. It grows every day. It grows every day. I'm selling. I'm gaining. I have profit every day because I believe it. I sit down at the end of the month and I look back to the days of the month and I say, glory be to the Lord. He that has given me testimonies of good deeds, testimonies of more comfort, testimonies of more finances, testimonies, aka also of good health, testimonies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, pray tonight. Pray tonight. Yanda la kasompe le kesokea. Lengerige shida ya kadusa. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory. We give you praise tonight. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, ya bakia, pakuya, pakia, masompre desa. Jandole kia koso. Le gridoso, krendeli gradoso. Makala. Come on, if you're just joining us, just go ahead and fire on in tongues. Lemberiso, kale kesekeye, raso taya la kisa kiando, mando lebroso. There is a spirit of prayer in the house, and just go with the flow. O mi yande ye de gedia, la ba 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 ba. Ah, bah, 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 bah. A better version of ourselves as we end this month of May. A better version of ourselves walks into the month of June in the name of Jesus. Ele kerikende aporoko tole geresa mandale bosha shoye geyenda la kerebosa. Let my eyes see. Somebody needs to pray tonight. Let my eyes see. Keyendo. Woo! Holy Keyara Shala Mandere Gero. Let my eyes see. Let my ears hear, Lord Jesus. Aronda Ale Keke Keyande De. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Let me be at the right place at the right time. Let my name be called. Let somebody be bothered until I am done good. In the name of Jesus, let somebody be restless until I am fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, let things happen for me because men remember me in their heart. In the name of Jesus, let strangers begin to do us good everywhere we turn and we meet with strangers. In the name of Jesus, let our name, Ekuroso Mekeye Garanka Rosa, begin to ring in the minds of those that know us and begin Tele Karuso Manasa, Ekeye Keyando, Lakuto. Legalasa, Marabasum Predoso. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, declare I'm blessed. Amen and amen. I'm blessed every day. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm a blessed woman. I'm a blessed man. Come on, declare where you are concerned. I am blessed. Hey, I am blessed. Call your name and declare I am blessed. Inanosha, Bukola is blessed. Favor is blessed. Kemi is blessed. Eyakuso Mantalando Likadosa. Bolaji is blessed. Ekoro Kotolemana Nasente Yigara Katosa. Comfort is blessed. Eyaratosa Kiala Menia. Chioma is blessed. Ekorusa. Tokalensa, Tonye Nenenka Rosa, Tosin is blessed, Dupe is blessed, Simi is blessed, Olatundu is blessed, in the name of Jesus, Benga is blessed, Dayo is blessed, call your name, declare I am blessed. Oh, glory to God, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. All the days of my life, I am blessed. I'm blessed going forward. I'm blessed going forward. There is no backwardness in my life. I'm blessed going forward. Come on, declare. I'm divinely assisted. Amen. Did you hear what I just said? Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. I am divinely assisted. Oh, Dadusha Makotosa. There comes a time in the life of everyone that we pray, that we need help, and you don't know who to turn to. But there's such a time whereby God Himself begins to assist you divinely. Oh, but also every day you are being assisted. You are assisted not because you told anyone about the deepest pain in your heart, but God knows. So He sends comfort. Oh, Barossa, to assist you in the situation, He sends comfort to take you out of the way you are and puts you where you want to be. He sends you help in every way. Oh, that is divine assistance. You have been assisted, assisted into a good life, assisted into the right decisions to make in life, assisted. Come on, declare to yourself, I'm divinely assisted. I do not lack knowledge. I do not lack understanding. I'm divinely assisted. I do not lack help. I'm divinely assisted in the name of Jesus. Now, is there a project in your care? Declare. Concerning this project, I am divinely assisted in the name of Jesus. Eko son talabaroso, albarike tola monso vrendele bosha. Keyegeye keyinga rakata, mandalibro kotora kadia, va levuzo vandele bosh. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, in the levels, rakatale kedoso, mandala basimbre doso, eke yerege de carado rosso branine, vendo luso, vare bashinene caluso, laboro coto, libara basumbre dos. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Oh, glory to God. What a night. What a night. What a night. He got up a sombre dosh. What a night. Tequila lega dulce quia de gaya. What a night. Halabasombre dosa. Makata yele kiso crida duso vando le bosha. What a night. Ha 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 ha. Eh, ya ya da 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 da. Shadi yaka yada bosa nana dosa. Well, we have a few minutes to end tonight, and I still want to say one or two things, but like I told you, there's a spirit of prayer in the house. I have been feeling like when I come up tonight that we might just be praying, but I didn't know what direction, except the Holy Ghost leads me. And tonight, this was not planned for. This is just the Holy Ghost having us to pray. By the time we end tonight together, I'm still going to have to pray some more, because there's such a thing as the Lord, you know, leading you with the people, but there's such a thing as you also going, you know, in your private to go, you know, dig in some more. And I believe that's going to happen tonight, even for some of you. I mean, we have prayed tonight, but there's such a thing as the Lord, you know, putting a burden in your heart to do something some more. The more you do some things, listen, one of the things that I've come to understand about my life is every time I have to complain about one thing or the other, I hear the Holy Ghost tell me, why don't you talk to me about it? So I'm complaining and the Holy Ghost is saying, I need you to come and talk to me. You are talking to the wrong people, meaning maybe I'm discussing the situation with myself by having, you know, when you begin to say, ah, why is this thing like this? Ah, but I felt all of those things, and then you're doing all the natural things you know to do. And the Holy Ghost is calling your attention. Come. I believe tonight there's a calling of an attention. Like you know, like I told you, I'm gonna pray because I have to anyway. But you, I don't know where you have been in a well, you know, where you and the Holy Ghost have been. So tonight, don't go to bed and just say, ah, Pastor Buki has prayed for me. I want you to go to bed praying. Amen. Pick up that situation. Even if there's no situation, spend time in worship. Just talking to God and worshiping and blessing his name till you go to bed, till you finally sleep off. It's a good way to end your night. It's Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday. I want to believe some of you are just going to be relaxing. All right. But I want you to relax knowing that you know that the Lord, your God, you and your Lord have a good relationship. You slept in knowing that you heard from him. You slept in knowing that you have faith that situation will be turned around for good. You slept well knowing that you have gotten the answer in your spirit. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. You slept tonight knowing that you were able to lay your hands upon those things that seem not to be in order. And you have been talking to every other person. The Holy Ghost says, come, let's talk about this thing together. Your attention is being called. Tonight, your attention has been called again. Let's talk more to the Holy Ghost. Let's spend more time in worship. Let's spend more time in prayer. Let's talk more, knowing fully well that he is our helper anyway. And every man, the Bible says that the arm of flesh will fail. You know what that means? That means that the people that you say you trust can fail you. Amen. If you say you trust a man, over time they will fail you. Sorry, I'm about to say something. If you are married here and you say, I trust my husband, after a while you'll find out that you trust him, yes, but he can fail you. All right. So I'm using that kind of example just so that you would know. If you are also married and you have a wife, the same thing. The way any man, as long as the person is a man, the man is bound to fail. Did you hear what I said? I said, as long as people are called man, they are bound to fail. The person that never fails, can never give up on you, is God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's the one that can make things easy for you. He's the one that can make sure things are well for you. He's the one that has got your back. No other person. In case you are putting your heart somewhere else, remove it from there and put it back on God. Amen. That's right. Because that's where you will have comfort for the rest of your life. Comfort will come from God. Oh, answers will come from God. Deliverance comes from God. Help will come from God. He's the one that will now put it in the heart of people. Then you now begin to say, this person loves me. Why? Because God put it in his heart. He cannot on his own love you. Nobody can. Amen. Amen. That's why we serve a living God. He's not a dead God. He's a living God. He makes sure things are well for his children. Hallelujah. If one man says, I have your glory, I will keep it. Another man says that God gave me another to replace that one. Amen. So listen, your life cannot be shortchanged. Amen. The more you depend on God, the more goodness you would enjoy. Amen. So let's depend on the Holy Ghost. Let's depend on God. Let's spend time and say, Lord, we love you, we worship, we adore you because of the things that you already have done, not the things that you are asking for. Already has done. Then if you now have issues or something around you, you can now talk to him, you know, as a friend. You talk back to the Father. This is a relationship that I encourage you, you know, and it's a faith life. Listen, when last weekend I was talking, I said something about a particular scripture that was written in four places. Can you remember? It says, but the just shall live by faith in Habakkuk. The just shall live by faith in Romans. The just shall live by faith in Galatians. The just shall live by faith in Hebrew. Can you remember? Because everywhere you see the word of God being coined out more than once, more than twice, it is an emphasis telling you that this is the real thing. This is the what? The real thing. There is no other way. The just has got to live by faith. The believer that you say you are, you must live by faith. You must conduct your affairs by faith. You must allow the Spirit of God lead you. When the Spirit of God is leading you, you are not even seeing the Spirit in the first place. You are hearing. And some of us, we are trying to hear. Some of us, we are practicing the presence of God. The more you practice the presence of God, the more you hear. What does it mean to practice the presence of God? What I'm telling you of worshiping, blessing, and all the, those are practicing the presence of God. From there, you would hear some nudgings in your spirit. From there, you would hear something that keeps coming to you. It can fizzle out away. Sometimes again, it comes again. It fizzles out again. When you keep hearing things like that, do those things. That is God nudging you to something. The more you do some of these things, all of these things you are hearing clearly. And you know, this is not me. This must be the Holy Ghost. Do it. When you do them, you will come out brilliant. You will come out beautiful. You will come out wonderful. You will come out with testimonies. And that is you practicing the presence of God. Now, this is how you must conduct your affairs, your life. The just shall live by faith. The just cannot live by sight. Why? What he sees are not permanent. Everything he sees is subject to change. Can you remember? We can't say so much tonight. We were led by the Holy Ghost to spend time to pray tonight. I hope that next week we're going to be able to teach some more. But these few words that I have been able to drop for you, as a remembrance, please hold these words in your heart. Pray more. Spend more time. Tell yourself, I am the just. I must live by faith. My Father is a faith God. I am a faith being. Okay? This is who we are. And we live this life gloriously. We live this life shining. We live this life understanding. Oh, more understanding from the Word of God. More understanding from the Word of God. Thank you, Father. Could you just go ahead and just bless his name? Lift up your hands where you are. Say, Father, I thank you for tonight. It was my night. Amen. Yes, it's my night. It's my night and I give you praise. It's my night of victory. It's my night. It's my night of clarity. It's my night of remembrance. It's my night where you have called my attention back. It's my night of deliverance. And I thank you, Father, because I know that everything is being sorted out in the name of Jesus. There is a sorting out, and I believe it, I receive it now by faith in the name of Jesus. All right, so go ahead and pray tonight. Pray before you go. Just keep praying till you sleep off. It's a good way to end your night. I love you. I always do. And I keep praying for you right here. All right. Thank you so much for always coming online. For as many of us that keeps coming, please come online. And please do not forget. Don't let me remind you. Talk to someone about the page so that we can have more people coming from the end of this month into next month. Let's just start having first timers coming. So as they come in, let us know so we can welcome them on the page and we encourage them to, you know, to do the things that we're doing and everybody gets better. We need to spread the kingdom, okay? So please talk to someone about what you are getting and how blessed you have been. And let's just start bringing more friends upon the page. God bless you the same way you came. Let somebody also come and get blessed. I love you guys. Enjoy the rest of the night. All right. Enjoy the rest of the night. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Would you walk into the room?